This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Pennsylvania is going to be the epicenter of the 2022 Republican takeover. Hopefully. I mean, fingers crossed, right? Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. We got the race for governor, lieutenant governor, U.S. Senate, House of Representatives. It's all here, right here, 2022. Good morning. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It is a pleasure to welcome to the show. Tommy Hicks is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, and he is here today to help create the red wave in Pennsylvania. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Excited to head up to Pennsylvania today. We had a great day in Houston, Texas yesterday. We opened up another Hispanic community center. It's time to grow the party. We have a generational opportunity, and we're going to keep it going.
Good. Excellent. Excellent stuff. Tell me how you think Pennsylvania looks right now as we begin this this very, very important midterm election cycle.
Well, I mean, if the election were held tomorrow, based on the numbers we're seeing, we would have a massive red wave. Our job as a party, along with all the candidates, is to keep that momentum going. We had good results in the Philadelphia suburbs in the November elections. We won three or four judicial races. We won at the school board level. People are motivated to get out and vote, and it's our job to turn the vote out going forward in November of 2022. And we feel good about things, but we're not going to sit on our hands. We know we have work to do. We know we have a country to save.
You know, I was thinking about the epicenter here of Pennsylvania, why this race matters so much. I mean, here we're talking about taking back the governor's race with the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, but keeping that U.S. Senate seat that's held by Pat Toomey right now, keeping it in Republican hands. And that's really critical, too, especially when you think about how Democrats want to destroy the filibuster. And if they are able to get 51 votes, they just might do it and have an ever-present majority and then make D.C. the 51st state, pick up two more U.S. Senate seats, and then run roughshod over everything forever and ever. So, I mean, it is so critical that we hold on to that U.S. Senate seat.
You're absolutely right. And we have a deep bench of candidates running for the Republican primary. And, you know, Connor Lamb, who is the favorite on the Democrat side, acts like he's representing Pennsylvanians, but he's voted 99% in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi. So he hasn't proved that he's actually working for the people of Pennsylvania. And also, one thing that's going to be helpful is we've shrunk the gap in registered voters between Democrats and Republicans by over 200,000 voters in the past couple of years. And the people we just registered to vote are 85% likely to vote in this upcoming election. And that's a big number. That can make a big difference in the Senate race and the congressional races in November.
Well, you know what, Mr. Chairman, that's a very important point right there, because we don't want to just register people to vote. We want to get them out to vote. And that's incredibly important right there. We also want to make sure, obviously, we have a very fair election, too. And I know that there's still people who are nervous to make sure that we're going to have an upfront election in 2022. Democrats are going to try to play their games with mail-in ballots, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we hear them screaming about, quote unquote, voting rights every day, which is obviously just a federal takeover of elections. But we need to know, and I think everybody needs to know, and I've been saying, look, don't stay home. Don't think that the election won't be fair. Get out there and vote, because they want you to stay home.
Well, protecting election integrity and growing the party are equally as important for the Republicans in this cycle. And if you take a look at what happened in Virginia in November, when Glenn Youngkin won, Winston Sears won, we won the attorney general race, we won a bunch of state or legislator seats. You know, we had 100% coverage in terms of poll watchers at every single precinct on election day. Our goal is to do that in Pennsylvania and across the country. And we need volunteers. We need people to get involved. Reach out to your county chair, your state chair, go to GOP.com. We will get back to you. We need to get people involved, volunteering, out there to make sure that we protect our vote. And you have to turn out. You have to show up and vote. The only way you can be sure your vote will not count is if you don't vote.
Tommy Hicks is joining me. He is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. It's great to have him on the show today. He's here coming to Pennsylvania, coming to Philly today, fundraising, volunteer training. The volunteer training is really important, too. People don't realize how important it is that people go door to door. I mean, I still think, you know, in all my years of Jersey politics in particular, I mean, going door to door can make such a difference in an election. I mean, take what happened with Ed Durr, who won that state Senate seat in New Jersey recently. I mean, the Cinderella political story of our lifetime. The guy knocked on so many doors. He had his friends out there knocking on doors. I mean, you cannot say enough about how effective that is.
Well, he got a lot of bang for his buck. I think he spent like $500. But there's nothing, especially right now, when people do not trust the media, people don't trust big tech, people trust their neighbors, people trust the people they work with, people trust their family, and people trust the people that they go to church with. So if you're able to go out and talk about the message, freedom, prosperity, opportunity for all Americans. That's what the Republican Party stands for. The Democrats stand for socialism and government control. That message coming from a peer is more effective at turning out the vote than anything else. And the Democrats are going to always outspend us on the outside groups with television ads. But there's nothing better than hearing from a peer what you stand for, why you stand for it, and why you need to turn out the vote for Republicans across the board.
How much of an issue is school choice going to be in this election? Because, I mean, I've got to tell you, every parent I talk to right now is frustrated by the way Democrats have handled schools during COVID. There's always been, I think, a real sense within the Republican Party. And I remember former President Trump saying it again, you know, school choice is the civil rights issue of our time. How much of that is going to be a focus in messaging this year?
It's extremely important for the future of our country. I mean, and parents, because of COVID, saw some of the curricula that was being taught to their kids. And so because of the homeschooling and the laptop and iPads, whatever it is, you know, people have been woken up to this, and this made a big difference in Virginia. I can tell you, I've got three young girls. We moved from Washington, D.C. back to Dallas because of this. There's no more important thing for our future, for our families, than an education that makes sense and teaches our kids how to succeed. And that's not necessarily teaching them about critical race theory. That's teaching them what we learned: mathematics, science, history, the right history, good and bad. And so that this is something that the parents across the country are very focused on. And frankly, people are starting to run for school boards. People who never thought they'd run for office in their life are willing to go do it to save our future. And please, to your listeners, get involved. There's no other way to fix it. You have to get involved.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents right now are kind of intimidated to get involved after Biden's Justice Department targeted them as being potential domestic terrorists. And I think, you know, the whole point of that was just to tell parents to shut up. We're watching you. Don't say anything that'll get us mad. We'll embarrass you in your community. We'll make you a pariah at your job. I mean, I think that the effect of that to intimidate parents into being silent, I think that they achieved something there with that. Sadly,
yet another reason why we need to win back the House and the Senate. We need to make sure that we are on top of this and we investigate exactly what happened between the teachers unions, the DOJ, the White House. This is insane. This is America we're talking about. This is not the Soviet Union. We can't have a police state like that. We need to let people, parents, decide through elections what their children are taught.
When you look at recently, Tommy Hicks, co-chairman of the Republican National Committee, recently the shift that Gallup identified between voters identifying as Democrats or Republicans in total between who left and who came over, the 14-point shift. I mean, that's really exciting. But I actually wonder if that number is higher, because I still think there are a lot of people that are afraid to say anything right now about their political preferences because of just how angry people are. But, you know, I think about every parent I talk to right now about the schools. And the other problem too is right now it's just the grocery bills. I mean, they're out of control right now. There was a woman in Pennsylvania who was interviewed recently on one of the national shows. She said that every time she goes to the grocery store to feed her family, it's like a $400 bill. I mean, that's insane.
It is. And you know, this administration, this Democrat Party is not the party of JFK, the Democrat Party of JFK. What we have right now is one disaster after another, whether it's empty shelves, inflation, gas prices, up over 60% across the country. This is the ultimate tax on the middle class, and this is painful. And it's not going to end with these failed policies of this administration. And we've got to put an end to it. Again, this is why we need to win back the House and the Senate. We need to build a massive speed bump in their road to socialism so that we can make a U-turn in 2024 and take our country back on the road to prosperity.
Well, I think it's a good sign that you're here today, and I think it's a good sign that the Republican National Committee is recognizing the potential we have in Pennsylvania, the governor's race, lieutenant governor's race, U.S. Senate, the House races. I mean, these are all critical must-win races for us. So I thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. I'm sure you're going to be back.
Absolutely. We'll be back a lot, and really excited to be up there today. Really excited about everything going up to November. So please get involved, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Tommy Hicks, co-chair of the Republican National Committee, on Twitter at Tommy Hicks GOP. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.